Уважаемая
госпожа. Distinguished Madam Chair. I'd like to congratulate you on your nomination to this very important responsible post, and we wish you success in your work. We'd like to confirm that you can be assured of the support of the Russian delegation as you carry out your work. We welcome the results of the work of the group of governmental experts on laws in 2017, 2018, 2019. Including the adoption of the guiding principles on emerging technologies in the area of laws. We'd like to express our regret that this year the group was not able to agree on conclusions and recommendations. We reaffirm our position on the report of the GGE from 2021. We still have some serious concerns related to Annex 3 to the report, the resume of the chairman. We believe that this annex to the report does not truly reflect the discussions and activities of the group in 2021, as well as the proposals and recommendations, conclusions, statements made by delegations, including those made by the delegation of the Russian Federation. In its current version, the chair's summary cannot be used in order to inform the group of governmental experts in 2021-22. The Russian Federation believes that international law, including international humanitarian law, fully applies to weapons and equipment that use emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems and do not require any modernization or adaptation related to the specific features of such systems. We are against the elaboration of any legally binding instrument on laws, as well as the imposition of a moratorium on the development and use of such systems, and as well as the technologies used for making these systems. We believe that it is premature to have discussions related to a political declaration, as well as norm principles and rules of responsible behavior in the area of laws. Taking into account the ideas raised by several delegations related to the subject of our discussion, we believe that it should be limited to fully autonomous weapon systems that are of military use or dual use systems. In this respect, we believe that one of the priority themes for consideration by the GGE is related to the characteristics of lethal autonomous weapon systems and its main functions. In this context, we should keep in mind that the lack of a universal or at least a working definition of what a laws is, as well as due to the absence of real existing types of such systems, seriously complicate the discussion of any legal regulations of laws. In such a situation, any agreements that could be reached are really superficial, and any limitations may lead to a legal vacuum covering a very wide range of weapon systems, and also this can have a negative impact on scientific and technological progress. In this respect, we believe that in its future work, the group of governmental experts may focus on the analysis of existing international legal norms in the context of laws. We reaffirm the fact that the CCW is the best possible platform for consideration of the issues related to laws, and any attempts to move this issue to be discussed in other international forum will simply be counterproductive. Questions related to compliance with obligations under export control regimes in the context of laws should be discussed in the relevant formats of export controls. In the context of future activities of the GGE on laws, we believe that discussions should be fully in line with the objectives of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and should not exceed the mandate of the Convention and the scope of the Convention. The value added of the work of the GGE will depend the practical use of any recommendations that can be made for the purposes of the Convention. We believe that it is advisable to continue the discussion of the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems here in the group of governmental experts in the form of the discussion-based mandate and the agreed agenda. In conclusion, Madam Chair, we would like to once again say that if the report of the group of governmental experts from 2021 will not receive any amendments in the necessary way, then the Russian Federation leaves the right not to associate itself with this chairman's summary that is included in Annex 3, and we will be against any attempts to have any references to the report of the GGE in the final report of the review conference. Thank you.